So, it's nobody in particular, James Zediker. Tuesday. Days are getting shorter, but not much. It's just past the summer longest day of the year, la 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 stuff. We are at war. A war caused by an idiot and his idiots. And then the idiot came out and said, I
told them they need to have a peace. They need to be at peace with one another because I said so. Hey, I bombed the shit out of them for one reason, so we could have peace. And I told them both, you better have peace. And they're ignoring me and they don't know what the F they're doing.
So, okay. Now that's the backdrop that goes on at the presidential level when you have such a level of corruption and incompetence going on, a warmonger, a cheat, a fraud, a pervert, a sexual offender, a rapist, a bankrupter, a fraud. And then you have the people who support him. And, you know, right now there's this thing going on called a budget bill. And one of the things that is getting hammered real bad in both versions is big cuts to Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is for people who reached the bar of being unable to provide the medical care for any number of reasons, mostly involved in inability to hold a job or too sick or in the hospital. Medicaid is there for people who are in their most dire situations. And, MAGA Mike Johnson just wants to put anybody on Medicaid who can work, which is we're on Medicaid because they can't work or they're extremely limited. But,
oh no, we're going to make them work 20 hours. What the hell are they complaining about? You guys work 80 hours, right? Oh, you shouldn't feel sorry for them suckers. Hey, they got 20 hours. We don't want good white and black, brown men who can work getting Medicaid without going to work 20 hours a week and proving that they can do it to get their money.
Well, that's, you know, it sounds weird when I say it, but here, let's just listen to Magic Mike say it.
That we are not cutting Medicaid. The president has said that and I've said that. We've all said that. We are strengthening the program for the people who are the most vulnerable populations who really rely upon that. You're talking about the disabled, the elderly, young pregnant women, for example. Those resources won't be available for those people who desperately need it and deserve it if young able-bodied men, for example, are on the program and not working. So we introduced a work requirement on the House side. Wildly popular with the people because it follows common sense. If you're going to be on the public wagon and you're able, you should try to help pull it. And all we did was put in there, as you all know, a 20-hour work requirement per week, 20 hours. You guys work 80 hours, I'm sure, right? Give me a break. They're complaining about that. You either have to be working, you have to be looking for a job and a job training program, or volunteering in a community. For heaven's sakes, do something constructive. That is a...
Yeah, for heaven's sake, y'all. You're on Medicaid because it sucks. You had to do all those papers. You've been to the doctors all this time. You had to jump through all those funny-shaped hoops, the triangular ones, the square ones, the round ones, the oval ones. You had to take two steps back and two steps forward and then hop on 1 foot 11 times. But if you couldn't make it to 9, then okay. Now, listen to what this fool is saying. He's an evil sucker because he frames it as, we don't want able-bodied men on this program. Well, it's Medicaid, and if they're able-bodied, they're not going to be on the program. Catch 22. So what's he talking about? What's he talking about? He built a straw man, and then he lit it on fire and went, look, see what I did? This is what we did. Now, we want to do this, but if they mess with this, they're going to mess this up because we want this and they want to do it more. No, 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 no. Do it our way. Do it our way. Do it our way. You know, you're going to break a lot, but you won't break the important stuff that we think of. Well, and I'm going to lie every time I open my mouth, just like my president. I'm gonna lie, I'm gonna prevaricate, I am going to say things that you can't possibly believe just so I could say them and you can be stumped.
Well, we're not stumped, MAGA. We're not stumped. There are people who listen. And if you're not listening and changing your tune, well, a pox be on you. Your own pox. You won't vaccinate yourself against stupidity? Well, it's going to cost you. It's costing the rest of us now. But you, and I'm speaking to anyone who thinks this president or this administration has got the common good for the United States in their mind. Come on. Come on, you may go to church and have people tell you that it's all real important that you don't let transvestites or trans people go into the bathroom that it looks like they should be going into. But if you got a trans guy and he's all dolled up, he ought to be going into the men's room. Okay, I'm good with that. How are you going to freak out the guy that's in the men's room when some chick walks in, hikes up her skirt, and pisses in a urinal? Come on. You can't make them go away. And there's no possible way in life that this administration or these lying sacks of already solidified cement are making life better for anybody but themselves because they're getting paid. And you can be sure they're getting paid. You can be real sure they're getting paid. Liars get paid up front like musicians. You go in, you get your money. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I said it. I've been paid for it. So, nobody in particular. We're at war. And we have people in Congress wanting to kill Medicare and Medicaid. And Medicaid is there for a reason. There are rules that, and these people say, oh, ignore any rules that these already had to go through. We're just saying, we want to make it better if there's any of these, and we're just going to restrict everybody because of that. Because we found a way to control you, Carl. And, okay, nope, not me. This too shall pass. I'm 77 years old. I've seen stuff come. I've seen go. And you know what? I've seen the liars just die because they get old too. Regimes change. We don't have this static thing. And I'm just gonna keep saying it. Grow up. Be a better person. Don't believe the warmongers. And if you go to a church that introduces a AK-47 Jesus, you in the wrong church. Unless you're in the heart of Never Never Land, and you gotta do that just to keep up.
appearances. Because if you don't look like you're part of the group, you know what they do. All right. And you do know what they do. Because, you know, white people are vicious and dumb. Vicious and dumb. You look at this guy. Oh, no. Nah. President says we're not going to mess with Medicaid. But he lies. You know, how do you know these guys are lying? Every time their lips move. Nobody in particular, James Zediker. That's today, Tuesday, June 24th. We're at war. Oh boy, for heaven's sake, do something constructive.